just don't get why people don't like Iggy Azalea.
I mean, she's just, I was telling Cool Greg, like, she's just like, man, I don't really.
But people hate her. Like, people hate on her. Like, when I asked Cool Greg, hey, what do you think of Iggy Azalea? He gave her he threw the most shade possible that that he's capable of throwing.
Yeah.
Cool Greg doesn't talk shit about people.
No.
But he will say, I don't fuck with that.
Which is like,
you might as well, you're
Cool
dead.
Greg, like, insult.
If Cool Greg doesn't fuck with you, you might as well pack it up and go back to Iowa.
Yeah.
You know, because you ain't making it in this industry.
No way.
Cool Greg is the litmus test. He is the benchmark.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't get through the cool wall of Greg, pack it up,
you
pack it in.
You might as well go home.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Kind of Funny Morning Show. It is Thursday. I mean, it's almost Friday. I'm excited today. You know why?
Why?
I got a smog test on my car.
That's very exciting.
I know. It's horribly not exciting. But I will say this. I like it because I drive a Honda.
Uh-huh.
I used to drive a Jetta.
Okay.
And the Jetta never passed smog check.
Really?
So I had that fucking scarlet letter in the back of my window for like 5 years straight.
What happens if you don't pass a smog? Like, can you not register your car?
No. You get a preliminary, like, you have to apply for this thing, and they give you a thing that says, hey, I didn't pass smog check, so I couldn't get my registration, but you put it on the back of your car, and you have a limited window of time to fix your car so that it can pass. There was always the O2 sensor in my Jetta.
Mm.
There was an
I feel like that's always like the thing, right?
Two O2 sensors, one in the back, one in the front, and I always would like pray that it wasn't the one in the back or whatever because it was hard to get to. They had to take like everything out. Finally, I just sold the car. Got a
You're like over it.
12 years later, passed every smog check. Every smog check. Knock on wood. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Kind of Funny Morning Show. We do it each and every day here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. In the chat right now, I need you to know. I need you to let me know what you think of Iggy Azalea. Is she awesome? Did she get a bad deal? Is she just the Robin Thicke of hip-hop artists? You know?
You don't not like Robin Thicke? Because I know Hov has a song with him that I like.
With Robin Thicke?
Yeah, it's a male singer, right?
Yeah, yeah. Robin Thicke had the one song that I know, which is
I know you want
that
one. Not great lyrics looking back on it.
Yeah, kind of. Someone told me the other day, they were like, kind of date rapey. And I was like, I didn't know that. I don't listen to lyrics in songs. Mm-hmm. I just hear the beat.
It has a real good band.
A dope beat, right?
Yeah.
What's a thing about, right? Obviously gave the world the gift that is Emily Ratajkowski.
True.
That is the gift that I just watched I Feel Pretty. That is the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh.
Because she is in that.
Really?
She is fantastic in it. The movie itself.
I don't know that I've ever heard anyone describe, like, acting-wise is fantastic.
She is, maybe fantastic is the wrong word to use. Maybe that's the wrong adjective. Maybe serviceable is a better word. But the movie is so weird tonally that when it gets to her, you're like,
that it totally works.
This is nice that we're seeing her now instead of Amy Schumer's, like, weird acting abilities.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That makes sense. Contextually,
she plays the side character that is, of course, the character that Amy Schumer wishes she was until the end of the movie, where she realizes that even Emily Ratajkowski can get broken up with, and that gives her the confidence to go be herself. Like that's the third act turning point where she realizes, oh my God, not only have I been doing this all myself, but even pretty people have it hard.
Yeah.
And then she goes forward and does the thing that she's supposed to do, which is a totally. Like, the whole movie, it's hard because there are funny parts, and I can get behind the message of the movie, which was, obviously, you should believe in yourself, and obviously, like, beauty is only skin deep, and your abilities to be, like, your ability to go out and do things is what should make you happy, is what should make you feel fulfilled, not how you look while you're doing it. That is the message of the movie. But she works for a beauty company, and her whole goal is to sell cosmetics to the everyday woman.
Okay.
Which, in and of itself, is there's so much built into that where you're like, but that right there is counterintuitive to the message that you're
1,000%.
Like, she's like, you guys can go out there and everyone can be pretty and feel confident. I get that, but it's such a thin line to skate.
Especially in the beauty community.
Yeah, like, where you're like, or you could just have quit this fucking job and started a company that, like, I don't know, helps people.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, the whole point of her, like, her whole goal in life before this was to work in the front desk of this beauty company, even though she had a job taking care of all the back end of the internet, like, or the website for the company. And you're like, that's a vastly more, like, important job that you're doing
but
for this company.
She just wanted to be, like, out in the front. And,
yeah. And I get it. Trust me, I get it. There's every week I look in the mirror and I'm like, you are a hideous monster. You need to just go back to bed.
Yeah.
That's once a week.
Crawl back in.
The other 6 days a week, I'm like, The champ.
This is one of the 6 days, man.
It's one of the 6 days today. Woke up today feeling good, ladies and gentlemen. Feeling good. Thanks, Big Cat. Thanks. I'm a little disappointed we're not going to the Fantastic Beasts tonight.
Hey, man, it's Thursdays. I forgot it was Thursdays, just like every Thursday.
Does it come out tomorrow?
So okay.
It comes out tonight. You can see it tonight.
Oh, okay.
But I took a poll. Kevin was super into it. Cool Greg was like, I'll go with you. You said absolutely not. And then Greg and Tim didn't even respond. They were like, I'm not going to see that piece of shit movie.
I don't think either of them care about Harry Potter at all.
They don't. This is the sad thing for me, though, is like, it's a Harry Potter film coming out.
Yeah.
But not really.
No.
That's the problem with these Fantastic Beasts movies. Is like, they needed to, like, I guess I can't get excited for prequel stuff. That's my problem. If it doesn't have Harry Potter in it. Like, you know what would have jacked me the fuck up right now?
Tell me.
Get the cast back.
Okay.
Okay. You get Emma Watson. Cool Greg. Let me pitch this. Let me pitch you the Nick Scarpino treatment. Give me this trilogy. Give Rian Johnson his Star Wars trilogy. Give Nick Scarpino the Harry Potter trilogy. Okay. I want to do 3 movies. Okay. I want it to be, you get Rupert Grant back. You get Danny Radcliffe. We call him Danny now because we're homies. Emma Watson, you're like, stop saving the fucking world. Come back to where you belong. Mm. Just Hogwarts, right?
Clearly.
Take that core cast, build out a couple of newcomers, right? And it's Harry Potter going to do his, what do they call him? The what the hell did he end up being? What's his thing? This is a terrible thing.
He was a Fed, right?
He was a Fed, but what did he? He was a defense against, not the Dark Arts, what do they call him? Or, yeah.
Oh, there we
go. It's 3 years of his aura training. Oh, that's what I would do. So it's like the advanced degree, like when he goes to college. But of course, this is, here's my fantasy, ready?
Yeah.
Here's how it goes. He goes to college. I can do this fucking chair. I gotta wait. This is where we're going.
Okay.
Goes to college, realizes, hey, Ginny, great girl, but that was like a boyhood crush. Who I really belong with is Hermione, because she completes me.
Okay, but then what do we do about that whole scene at the end where they're married and they're sending their kids to Hogwarts?
That was a vision that he had in his head from a dark lord that he had to fight. So that's how it goes, the whole thing. Ooh, like, it starts with that
I'm not
scene.
Opposed to that.
Here's what it goes. It starts with that scene, and he turns around, and there's a fucking Dark Lord there. And that's the guy he's been fighting. He's like, oh shit, this could have been my future. No, he's been in prison the entire time. What? You see what I'm saying?
Yes, because I've never been on board. Ginny in the movies, not good. Ginny in the books, better, still not great.
Side character, and creepy that he winds up with her, right? Because she's kind of family at this point. You know what I mean? Like, the Weasleys are his family away from family, and the fact that he was just kind of on the DL, sliding into her bed at night, a little creepy peepee.
Is that how it happened?
Well, they never really talk about any explicit sexuality in Harry Potter.
He was living with them.
But, you guys, you think that at one point he wasn't like, man, all of our lives are being threatened, which, by the way, is just like, for most people, like, let's get it on. You see what I'm saying?
I do know, because in the seminal film, Grease 2, there's a whole scene where a guy movies age really terribly.
They're terrible.
Stages some sort of like World War III bunker thing to try and get his girlfriend to sleep with him. And there's like alarms going.
I do remember that.
And it's called Let's Do It for America.
Yeah.
Pun intended.
There it is. I thought you were going to go with Speed, where she goes, you know, that relationships that start... Yes. In more intense situations, never last, but they're really intense. Mm-hmm. That's how that should have gone, right?
Got it.
Maybe if you want to throw something fun into his history, maybe he accidentally knocked her up or whatever, and there's like a side Harry Potter kid that's gonna go and grow up and hate his dad and then come back to try to kill him.
That's a lot. We're on Twitch's front page.
We're on Twitch's front page right now. Great.
I'm glad that we're having
How many people are watching me pitch my shitty Harry Potter movie right now?
But you had me with the Dark Lord thing in the background because
imagine if it cussed that scene, because they aged him up for that, right?
Yeah.
So if you did it like 3 or 4 years from now, he'd be that, not really that age, he'd still be a little bit younger, but like he was supposed to be like in his late 30s, I guess, when he had like 8 kids. But imagine it's that, but he doesn't have that future. It's just him like first year of being an Auror, and he's been like that's how that whole thing
so
starts.
Like so mentally exhausted or like
no,
manipulated?
No, like someone's putting that, what's the spell where they put the visions in your brain?
Yes.
Not Avada Kedavra. That's the one with the death. But remember the one where like, oh, he was under the spell.
Yeah.
And did lots of crazy things when it was that. Maybe he's under that spell and sees everything or something like that.
Yeah.
And then that reality is not true. That's how we get him and Hermione
together, like they should be.
And then Ron's like, oh, I don't like Hermione the entire time. You're a loser, Ron. That's what he says to him.
Damn.
You've always been a loser. You've been dragging me down.
I mean,
you are the down fabric that is in the comforter that wraps me with warmth, sir. That's
wow.
what you are. That's what you are.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining the show for the first time, this is the kind of shenanigans you see here on the Kinda Funny Morning Show. We do this on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames every Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. PT. My name is Nick Scarpino. This is Joey Noel. Over there, keeping everything controlled is Cool Greg. We call him the Cool Wall of Greg because if you want to submit a fun clip via tips right now, you can, but he's going to watch them, and if they suck, he's going to tell you. You guys want to tip us the $5 above level? We will read those tips. We'll take a look at those clips. And if you want to cheer at the 500 or above level, we'll read those as well. That's another way you guys can submit. Remember, if you guys want to support this show, if you're liking what you're seeing so far, you can subscribe to this channel via your hard-earned dollars. Or if you have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription. We'd like that to go to us. If not, give it to someone in your community or our community that's doing a great job of being a streamer. I gave mine to Snowbike Mike, and he did the correct thing when he immediately realized that I did it. He made a video and he put it on the internet for all to see, thanking me as a benevolent host for giving him my subscription. I don't watch his content, but I like to know that a little bit, he's getting a little bit, like a Starbucks and a half is going to Mike Howard right now because of me, because of my hard efforts in supporting him. And by hard, I mean, I just realized
that you have Amazon Prime.
That I have Amazon Prime, and I just linked, it's super easy. It's super, super easy. Quick housekeeping thing, do we have the graphic? All right. First up on housekeeping, next week is Thanksgiving, which means the Kinda Funny Morning Show will not be going on, neither will Kinda Funny Games Daily, but our regularly scheduled programming on our web, on YouTube channels will be going. So GOG, Gamescast, Party Mode, all those will be rolling out next week. So when you're bored and you've had so much turkey and so much pumpkin pie that you can't see straight, you guys can still tune in. You know, here's what you do. It's Thanksgiving. You're at the table. You go, everyone shut up. You reel out a TV, like an old TV card
like in
high
school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Plug it in, spend 15 minutes like my Spanish professor, Mr. Senior Hernandez used to do, trying to figure out how the hell the VCR worked.
You have to put it on channel
pop
three.
Pop it in.
You always have to put it on channel three.
Put it on channel three, pop it in. You can bring up the Game Over Greggy show. Because Greg and I had a great one-on-one the other week, and it was pretty fantastic. You make your mom watch it. Tell you what, your mom's gonna love me. Your dad, on the other hand, is going to be like, I want to high-five that guy.
I hate that. Moms, I have real-life experience about that. It is true. Moms love Nick.
They
I don't know what
me.
It is.
Because I'm very much either the son they never had,
uh-huh.
or that charming little deviant.
Yeah.
That they,
the Eddie Haskell?
Yeah, exactly. I am the Eddie Haskell. Mothers used to always love me. They just loved me. Mm-hmm. I was like, you understand that. You know, this is when I was single, of course.
Yes.
I'm trying to make out with your daughter. You get that, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm getting all handsy and shit when you're not in the room. And they're like, man, you're so cute. It doesn't matter. Yeah. But plus also, like, at 5'8", I'm not very imposing. So I'm the guy that you want dating your daughter.
Mm.
Because it's like, oh, he's just kind of a lump. He just doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, he's the funny guy.
Yes. So, yes.
The chat asked me a question that I don't know the answer to. They said, is GOG and Gamescast next week going to be live?
Yeah, maybe.
We're working on that. We're figuring out schedules because we might have to shift some things around. So keep an eye on patreon.com/kindoffunny.
Right now it's scheduled. They are scheduled to be live.
Yeah, they would. Why wouldn't they be live?
4 p.m.
Right
on
Monday.
Right
now we're flipping around times, but I don't know.
I mean, they haven't been posted.
I mean, I don't.
We're working on it.
Yeah.
But probably, I would say a 95% right chance, yes. 5% chance we all quit and move to the Bahamas.
Oh my God, let's fucking do that.
I have been watching Below Deck. And they are in, they're not in the Bahamas, they're in,
mm-hmm.
I was going to say
the Maldives.
No.
Bora Bora.
No.
Fiji.
Tahiti, I believe.
Getting there.
I think. I want to say they're in Tahiti. And let me tell you, I got to stop watching this show. Because they're at the point right now where the crew all hates each other.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. I'm like, just fucking be professionals. But then you're asking like 22-year-old hot-bodied, jacked out, like they get drunk all the time to be professionals. And it's like, that's not the point of being 22. When you're 22, you're supposed to make bad decisions. They're supposed
the
to
show bump. Would be so yeah. I feel like the show would kind of lose its appeal to the majority of the audience.
Probably, if it was off. Just a show about a boat that functioned properly with a bunch of professionals,
it would be
on
like
it.
On the Discovery Channel, and my dad would watch it.
Oh my God! Last night, this is how fucked up I am.
Okay.
Last night,
can't wait for this one.
We were watching Below Deck. My wife's like, "I'm tired. I'm gonna go to bed. Finish that up."
Mm-hmm.
Now. Prior to the last couple weeks, my wife watches a lot of MSNBC.
Okay.
And it stresses me out. Because anytime I get off the PS4 or whatever, or like you're not watching on demand, comes back, political talk.
Yeah.
Trump this, Trump that. I'm like, God, that's so stressful. I don't want to do it. So now we have a new rule in the household. Turn it to PBS.
Interesting.
Last night, get done watching Below Deck, exit out of it.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours about squirrels. And I watched all of it.
Tell me everything.
There was this guy who was like, this is Fred so-and-so. He's a squirrel expert. And he had set up this Rube Goldberg style thing.
Uh-huh.
With hazelnuts in the middle of it.
Okay.
Just to study how smart squirrels are. And this is what he had.
This is very exciting.
There was this thing that the squirrel couldn't get to because the pole was like greased, so he couldn't climb it.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do was he was like, we want to see how clever these squirrels are. We're going to put poles with discs on top of them. The blue discs are sturdy. The red discs have springs on them and go
wobbly.
Like this. And so they show the first couple squirrels try the red disc, which is the closest one to them. Jumps on, falls off, pieces the fuck out. Like, I don't need this nuts. I can find these nuts somewhere
else.
This is too much work. Next squirrel comes up, same thing. Third squirrel comes up, does it, comes back and says, I can do this again. Now, what he was theorizing was he was like, I wonder if they can distinguish between the colors and learn that the blue, just to jump to the blue ones.
Yeah.
The squirrels go, fuck you, we're squirrels, right? Figured out that if they jumped onto the red one in the right way, they could springboard off onto the blue one. Take two steps. So they figured out one step on the red, two steps on the blue.
Yeah.
And they showed in slow motion. They're just like, boom. One step, two steps, one step, two steps, hazelnut, fuck you. Like that's, and then the little squirrel just raises his little paw. He's like,
this little tiny baby paw.
Little paw like this. I see you in that camouflage camp, buddy.
Yeah.
Fuck you. It's pretty dope.
I want to watch the whole thing.
I'm just a little curious why you're explaining this show and just not showing her.
I don't know. It's a PBS thing. It was on PBS.
Oh.
I don't know if they upload their stuff to the internet.
Oh, yeah, no.
I'm sure if we Googled squirrel.
But I like the Nick reenactment.
No, I want to be absolutely clear. I love that. That was a great reenactment.
Now I want to see you guys. I put PBS squirrel documentary and it's right here, of course.
What's it called?
Squirreling around.
Well, this one's called The Squirrel's Guide to Success, but I don't know if that's the right one, but I want that to be the one that we were watching the other night. I wonder if this is here. Either way, phenomenal. Phenomenal.
That's a great use of your night.
Yeah, that was, I went back and forth between watching squirrels and then for whatever reason, I just queued up some Red Letter Media and I watched, they had a video that they uploaded 4 months ago about how to fix Star Wars. Spoilers, it's just, they don't tell you how to fix Star Wars. Their idea for fixing Star Wars is make a better movie. But how they get there is part of the fun. Do you ever watch those guys?
I don't.
So erratically, inappropriately funny. And I don't understand how they exist without being completely destroyed by the far left social justice warriors out there. But I'm glad that they're hanging on.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, they're out there.
Oh,
every once in a while, they'll slide in a joke where you're like,
ooh,
that's a rough one.
Yeah.
That's a rough one.
That is a bold move.
Like, what was I watching the other day? Oh, God. I went back and watched their review of Freddy Got Fingered.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that movie with,
Vaguely.
Terrible movie.
This is actually in the IMDb trivia for that movie, because they reviewed it, and they quoted Mike from Red Letter Media, who said it's the second worst thing to happen in 2001.
Jesus
Christ.
That's hard. God.
That is hard.
That is rough.
That's a great joke, though, ladies and gentlemen. Next up on housekeeping, our episode of Josh Pretty is live.
It's so good.
Spoilers, we might call Josh McCuga today for our top story.
Okay. I feel like...
Because I just want to... I got to get his opinion on something. I want your opinion on it as well.
But I feel like Josh McCuga, the leading expert on our top story.
Correct. So we're going to... When we go into our top story, if you guys want to see how I retained my belt... As the Kind of Funny world champion, we did it at Extra Life, Jeopardy. It's actually really, really fun. I forgot how fun it is to do trivia stuff. You guys can see it right here. Kevin did a great job on the back wall of putting all the things up there live. That's all live done. And then Josh's ability to like sculpt the questions are fantastic. He had 90s movies, Miller Time, Josh, Joe, Joey.
Joseph, Joe,
yeah, sorry. Fad diets Nick has attempted, which, by the way, half of those were bullshit. I've never done Jenny Craig, and I've never done Weight Watchers.
But it's a very funny...
But it's a great title.
Headline, yes. Mm-hmm. Kinda Phony, and Josh McCuga has done this.
How many views does that have right now? Because I'm telling you, it needs
Either
to get
way,
up,
it's going to be criminally
underviewed. It needs to
under-viewed.
Get up to 40,000 views. I need everyone to go click on it again.
What do we got? 10,000.
10,000 views.
Granted, there were quite a few people
watching
watched it live.
I like top watch. Comment from Big Aluminium over there. It says, holy shit, this got uploaded. Caught it live, but goddamn, this is special. And we got the little thumbs up there. It was
shout
really
out
fun.
To Panzer G2, who said Kevin's True Calling and voiceovers really shines in that intro, oh which is God. True. He did a very best. Good job. We piecing this all together like on Friday. Kevin did an excellent job
he
with
did
the
an
setup.
Excellent job.
It turned out great.
I was not expecting that. Kevin,
right?
It's very seldom. I shouldn't say that. I like being pleasantly surprised.
Yes.
You know I don't like surprises. I'm a control
aware.
Freak.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like when people do things that I don't know about. But yeah. That was a lovely surprise that really, really got us in the mood for this.
Yeah.
I really feel like this was like the pinnacle of what we did. Mm-hmm. And then the dating game one, the newlywed
yeah.
game, was the low point.
That was when Andrea,
I feel like Andrea and John almost broke up during that. It was bad. But in the best possible way.
Yeah.
In the best possible way of like my wife and I went and played it and we just got all our answers together. I was like, this is what you answer. My favorite band is, and she's like, Led Zeppelin. I'm like, great. What's yours? She goes, Prince. I'm like, great.
Knocked you just agree on all the like standard
but
answers.
But I asked her, I was like, what would you say my perfect vacation is? She goes, oh, staying home and doing nothing. I'm like, fucking love you so much.
This is why you guys got married.
Then I asked her this, why don't you ever let me do that?
Why do you always drag me to some pool in Napa?
Fucking drag me everywhere. Why can't I just stay home once and eat a burrito?
I mean, it's a very valid question.
I think so, too. Why is Muxie being all weird? Is the internet weird for you? Okay, here we go. Let's check in on some tips real quick before we get into some news.
Woo!
First tip comes from Varns454. It says, late birthday tax. Congrats to Tim on the Forbes Award. And thanks for my new addition to Diet Coke. Here is a fun clip. Here's a fun clip to hopefully surmount the Great Wall of Kevin. Today, it's the cool wall of Greg. But he will take a look at that. And if he likes it, we'll watch it. If not, try harder. It's Kid Spence said, hey, champ. Since we all... like The Rock, I figured you would enjoy this clip since I got a good laugh out of it. Appreciate everything y'all do. You guys are the best. P.S. Please, Joey, the God, don't time me out anymore.
I can't remember why I timed you out, but it was probably worth it at the time.
Probably.
And it's probably related to A Star Is Born.
And don't ask again to not be timed out because you understand our rule.
You just put the idea back in my head.
If I time you out, I'm timing you out and the person above and below you in the chat.
That's dangerous game we're playing
this
right now.
This is where we are at. What is this? Is it good?
It was a fun one. I absolutely loved this one.
All right, let's go. Let's watch it. Oh my God.
Oh my God. That was the loudest sound
Why was
I've
it
ever
so
heard.
Loud? And the kid just ate shit. Oh, man,
Holy
I feel
crap.
Bad for audio listeners right now. You guys are going to have to go watch that on YouTube a little bit later
yeah,
today.
Also sorry for the jarring.
That was probably scary. What is this? I don't know if I like this.
Okay, cool.
You
watch that. Check that one.
While you watch that, I'm going to read one more tip, and then we're going to go into the news. Anakin said, I need a cool Greg effect take on the upcoming Pilo concert in Berkeley. All I'm wondering is if you fucks with him or not. If so, who do you think is showing up? That is all. Thanks. Do you fuck with Pilo?
I was actually thinking about going to that.
So Greg does fuck with
I need Pilo. This guy to DM me and let's fuck around and I ask you in a DM. So DM me on Twitter, bro.
Anakin's DM him on Twitter, if that's a possibility. If not, follow him, he'll follow you back. I don't know how DM works on Twitter. Can you just open DM people now?
Yeah. Well, you have to have it turned on. Yeah.
I don't have that. I don't want people sliding into my DMs. I don't need that kind of temptation.
It's the safe bet for sure.
Send me beats.
Send me the beats. Fun clip tipped $5 and gave us a fun clip. We can check that out. I'll just read all these, why not?
Perfect.
Teatro 1214 says, hey, Nick, you fuck with pretzel goldfish or are you strict classic cheddar kind of guy? If I go goldfish, it is cheddar goldfish. Mm-hmm. No rainbow colors, no stupid shapes, no other fucking thing inside that. Mm-hmm. No classic goldfish. I like the classic goldfish.
No. The blue bag.
No.
I don't hate.
No.
Cheddar's always the default. Not a bad.
Cheddar blast.
Backup.
Go fuck yourself.
Also, the pizza one's not good.
Pizza ones are terrible. Cheddar or bust. What is this, cool Greg? Do we like this?
I
like this.
I love the last one. I'm pretty sure you two are gonna like this.
Dog, I like this one.
Dog caught secretly riding a pony when owners aren't home late at night is the name of this one. If you guys want to look it up yourself.
Is that a corgi? Or a little cattle dog?
Oh my God. How did he get up there?
His legs are so short. Oh my God.
He's riding the pony.
My favorite thing is when two different animals are friends.
I love it.
And that is excellent.
I love
Yesterday,
it.
Yesterday, my mom and I were sending videos
back
and forth.
One's big, one's small.
It was a dog and a seal, and they were perfect. Like flopping around together.
Love it. Oh, Well, seals are the dogs of the ocean.
Exactly, land dog and sea dog.
I asked a woman one time when I went to one of those like lookout points when we were driving up the coast of California, and I said, "Hey, can I pet a seal?" And she's like, "Oh no, they're like wild animals. You can't pet them." And then there's all these videos of people petting seals, and I'm like, "You woman, fucking steered me wrong. I could have swum out there right there and pet a seal. Would have lowered my blood pressure."
That's so touch and go, because then you could have just like lost an arm.
I got two.
Could have been all left. Or all right.
Can you imagine how great it would be if I had, if I only like had the use of one hand, but I still beat Greg and everything? Rubbing
That'd
his
be
face.
Excellent.
Nobody said, "Yo, if any Twin Cities best friends are going to the Mads are back at the Woodbury Alamo Draft House. I'ma be at the Portillo's near there around 5:30." I imagine that's East Coast time. What's Minnesota?
Central time.
Central
maybe?
Time.
Mountain time. I don't know. I think it's Central.
Twin Cities. The Mads are back at the Woodbury Alamo Draft House. He'll be, nobody will be at Portillo's near there around 5:30. Final tip for right now comes from Arvel Crynet. Said, fun fact, behind the scenes of Hogwarts, there's apparently some nasty shit happening. Bellatrix Lestrange was born in 1951, while her father, Cygnus Black III, was born in 1938. So, yeah, Slytherin dorm, party dorm.
Goddamn straight.
Well, first off,
let's get it.
I talk a lot of shit about Slytherin. I'm not a Slytherin. You and I are Ravenclaws. We figured this out already. Ravenclaws for life. I've just accepted it. But Slytherin is where all the good
Why do you say
are.
That like it's a bad thing? I've just accepted it.
Because everyone wants to be Gryffindor.
No, they're
Gryffindor
overrated.
The best.
Overrated.
Hufflepuff is, we can all agree, are just terrible.
Hufflepuffs are fine.
Big to Slytherin.
Slytherin, I'll fine. Say this, Slytherin is where all the good drugs are.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? Slytherin are the kids that are running the meth lab down in the fucking Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah.
We're like, there's nothing to happen here anymore. They moved in. And it's like, I imagine it's like that scene from Hackers where you go down there and everyone's rollerblading on the ramps and someone's playing like that really cool version of Wipeout.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably true, but that also seems like a lot of rules that you're breaking. This is why I'm a Ravenclaw.
Oh, I don't break rules. That's the thing about Ravenclaw is that we just go by the rules. We just don't understand why people can't abide by the rules.
I agree.
Gryffindor is always out there trying to win the Tri-Wizard Tournament, and we're like, no, we don't need to do that. We're Ravenclaw.
But then maybe this is why we like trivia, though, because we like knowing things, we like being right.
We do. I just like winning stuff.
Also, would not be opposed, going back to our original conversation, if Harry and Cho Chang ended up together.
Yes! I'd be cool with that.
I'd be okay. That's a perfectly acceptable option.
The Harry Cho Chang, yes. Yes. That's a solid option B.
Yeah.
Option A, Hermione Harry. Option fucking Z, Ginny.
Yeah.
Ginny, like, last resort. And it's not because of her. She was perfectly fine. I just didn't like them.
The situational dynamics of that, I don't know that I'm necessarily into.
Why can't my man just play the field?
That's what I'm saying, too. He got locked in, like, you guys know where I'm at right now. Like, there's nothing wrong with dating in college. But I always say this. You guys got to spend, your 20s are, like, the best, most carefree time in your life. You got to play the field. You got to do you. Yeah. Your 20s should be about you. It should be about, it's the time that you use to invest in yourself to be the person you want to be. And by that I mean, get out there, always wear condoms, and just get it done. Let's watch the Dumbo trailer. This is the official trailer for Disney's Dumbo. This might get cut out of the show, by the way, so if this is the headline and you don't see this, that's because Disney hates us. Press play.
This already sounds very sad.
I want to cry. If this doesn't make you cry.
Unless they're animal movies, so this, maybe this is gonna do it for me.
Joey, this is gonna make, oh, Joey, this is gonna make you bawl your eyes out.
Welcome, baby Dumbo. We're all family here. No matter how small.
Take Dumbo back inside.
But she's his mom. Do something.
Colin Farrell's got such great
hair. She needs us. Look at me. We're gonna bring your mama home.
doesn't look like magic to me.
No, I don't like this. Nope. I'm
alright. I really need you to believe in them.
You can do it, Dumbo. Show them.
There's no way I'm seeing this in public.
No, not happening. Not happening. I can't take that blow to my ego when I bawl my eyes out for like 2 hours straight.
When the mom and they intertwine their trunks, I'm going to be a hot mess. There's no way I'm seeing that in a public theater with other human beings.
I think I've only seen, first off, this looks phenomenal.
This is the only remake so far that I've been like, sold on.
Dude, they got the entire cast from Batman, the 89 Batman and Batman Returns back. Is Michelle Pfeiffer in this too? Let's get Christopher Walken.
Man, I hope she just shows up.
I'd love it if Chris Walken just did a voice somewhere.
Oh yeah.
That'd be amazing.
That'd be so good. Like the Heffalumps and Woozles or something like that.
This looks legit great. It's called for missing an arm in this?
That's what it looks like when he was like climbing up the thing. But that was the only thing that I saw.
Man. Chat, let us know what you think about this. How's it look?
It looks really good.
Let's see, Panzer G2 says, where's Helen Bonham Carter in that? I'm sure she's in it somewhere.
I know.
She's in there somewhere. She's never missed the Tim Burton movie.
Right, exactly. Happening. It's going to be so good.
Let's see, Mr. Yasmin Thunder says, yes, he has a prosthetic arm. That makes sense.
And apparently the girl
He's a soldier returning from war, and he's lost his arm. Okay, got it.
I've only seen the regular I don't even know if I've seen it all the way through at the same time.
I think I must have seen Dumbo one time when I was a kid. Yeah. And I think it was one of those movies that was so sad for me that I was like, I don't want to watch that ever again. Yeah. And my mother was like, well, okay.
That's fine.
I don't have to do it, then we won't do it.
I feel like the same way of like, oh, this is too sad and I don't want to watch this. And put on the dog with all the cute puppies again.
Yeah, yeah. I want to see the Dalmatian one. Put the Dalmatian one on.
I still watch 101 Dalmatians like maybe once a year. It's so good.
Remember when there was Dalmatians and then like everyone started buying Dalmatians?
Yeah.
I was one of those kids.
Did you have one?
Oh yeah. It was a terrible dog.
Really?
It was the worst dog I've ever had.
Because it's not like a family friendly dog.
They're like psychotic.
Pretty like high maintenance.
First off, it had seizures, which is crazy. It died because it ate.
Yeah.
It kept eating apricots. That's what the vet thinks.
Okay.
Either that or my mom poisoned it. But the vet, like, it kept eating apricots.
Like,
and apparently
apricot
the cyanide inside of the, we had an apricot tree.
Oh.
And they would fall down and he would walk over and eat them. And we tried to clean them up, but there's only so much you can do. You can't watch the damn tree the whole time. My mom was like, I'm not about to cut down a tree for this dog. And then the dog just kept having seizures and then one day just died. But
he
was crazy. The dog used to go, we had a black lab who was the sweetest dog on the planet.
Yeah.
And she was a bit older, and so we did the thing where like, we'll get a puppy and it'll keep her alive for a while. And like after about a week, and I've never had a dog look at me with more intent in her eyes, but my black lab looked at me and looked at me with a look that said, how could you do this to me?
Oh, that's so sad.
Why would you do this? This is, you've made my twilight years
a living
a
hell.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
A fucking nightmare.
I was supposed to just lay there, enjoy the sunshine, and I have this dog chewing on my ear.
This is how crazy this dog was that we had. And it was sad at the time. I was really sad when the dog died, but also there was that relief of like, I don't have to deal with this fucking animal anymore. The dog would, we had this big backyard that had this hill that was like a 45 degree incline.
Mm-hmm.
The dog would start at the window. He would look at you at the window. He'd lock eyes with you, right? It was terrifying. Because it wasn't a very big dog, but you had power.
It was, intense.
And if it got enough speed, it was like the juggernaut. You just couldn't stop it. He would run all the way around, and he would run so fast that he would be on the 45 degree angle. Like, you'd see him disappear because the window was only it was a sliding glass door, so you couldn't see where he went. He would go disappear, and then you'd see him sideways on the hill. Run, 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 run. And you'd be like, is he gonna not slow? And he would
Is he just gonna slowly get higher and higher on the fence?
No, he would run all the way around and then run with full speed. He would get enough speed up and come right at the sliding glass door. And I swear to God, the first time I did it, I was like, he's coming through this door. Like, he wanted through the door.
If you won't open it for me, I will open it myself.
Full gallop, slam his body into the full glass door, and then look at us, like, unfazed. It wasn't even like what did I just do? It was boom. And then he would stop, and he would look at you, and he would go, one day I'm coming through this fucking door.
What the heck?
And then you just open the door, like, you would open the door, and he'd just come in. He just wanted in.
Psychotic. It seems like it's kind of like in Jurassic Park when they like test the fences to
That
see
was what
where.
He was doing. Except we were like, either, like we were like, if he comes through the glass, not only are we gonna have to buy a new glass door, which is like thousands of dollars.
You might have to
probably,
buy a new dog.
This dog's gonna bleed out all over the place because the shit's just gonna cut him. It was terrifying. It was terrifying. Gosh. Dumbo, love it. Next up, Bad Boys 3, official title, likely Bad Boys for Life. But instead of spelling life with an E, they spelled it with a 3. I don't think they're gonna do this. There's no way.
There's no way that that gets through, and if it does, bravo to them.
No, that's a terrible way to spell that. First off,
it's awful, but it's like, it gets to the so bad that it's like, holy crap.
No, it's not so bad, it's good. That's just a bad idea.
Here's the deal.
You got Martin Lawrence back, you got Will Smith back, you got a title that's Bad Boys for Life. That is a dope ass name.
It is dope.
Why spell it with a 3? It just cheapens it.
I'm into it. You're talking to the girl that likes Too Fast, Too Furious.
I told when Josh McCuga was here, I said we should be Bad Boys 4. They should have saved this for 4.
Yeah.
So it's Bad Boys 4 Life. Bad Boys 4. See?
I totally see that, but I don't think they're one, making another Bad Boys
after
this.
They're going to make another one. It's amazing.
No, there's no way they're making
another Bad Boys. I'm going to call Josh real quick and see if he can weigh in on this.
Yeah.
Call Josh McCuga.
Calling Josh McCuga.
That's not how you say his name, Siri.
That's rude. That's rude.
Let's see if he answers.
Cool Greg putting me on blast in the chat. You know I don't like it.
What did he say?
It's that stupid meat eaters post.
St. Nicholas, what's up,
Josh, what's going on, man? You're on the Kinda Funny Morning Show with Joey Noel and myself. How are you doing?
Hi, Josh.
Hey, I'm great. Miss you guys. How's everybody?
Miss you back. We're doing well. I need you to weigh in on something for me, because when you were up here, we had a very good discussion about Bad Boys for Life. Do you recall that? And I was saying we should spell it Bad Boys, the number 4, Life. And you said that works well if it were the 4th Bad Boy installment. Have you seen the news of how they're spelling Life?
Don't tell me it's with a Y.
No.
It's
L-I-F 3. Bad Boys for Life, but instead of the E, it's a 3. And I need you to weigh in on this. I need you to talk me off a ledge here because I don't like this at all.
I love it.
Okay. And Joey loves it.
Of course
okay. Joey loves it. She likes Grease, too. She's a monster.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, listen.
It's bad, right? You
know, it's not the best.
This is from PursueNews.com, so who the hell knows if this is real? I saw comicbook.com picked it up. Hopefully they retcon this very, very quickly.
It also says title likely.
Likely.
Because here's the thing. If they were going to have a 4-parter, right? But I think the Bad Boys deserves the trilogy wrap-up.
Definitely.
I think it was hard enough to get 3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, Bad Boys is my favorite franchise of all time.
Better than everything.
Bold.
Everything.
Bold
everything. You know, listen. I have we ride together and we die together on my wedding rings with my wife.
I mean, that's how you do it.
That's so cool.
That's how you do it.
So if the 3 is going to be on there, I'd like to see how, I mean, because they're going to use the same font, the same logo, the same everything, I would imagine.
We'll see.
You need to have the 3 in there somewhere, and everybody always puts a 3 with the E, right?
Just call it Bad Boys. Yeah, but call it Bad Boys 3 then. Bad Boys 3, Bad Boys 3. For Life. Done. We nailed it.
Oh, done. There you
see?
Go.
I don't know. All right.
I don't know why studios don't call us more for this kind of stuff.
They should call us for the titles. I don't write anything. I'm good at 2 things: naming movies and naming dogs that already have names.
I'm really good at naming bands.
Oh, fantastic!
You guys could start a whole consultancy.
If you and I
business.
Had a band, if you and I had a band, what would it be called?
Oh man, Concrete Dreams.
Okay, I like that. Nailed it. Josh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Everyone in the chat says hello.
Love you guys. We'll see you soon.
Love you back. We'll see you soon. Bye.
See ya.
There you go. He's spoken. He's
in the middle.
He's middle of the road for sure, yeah. But I don't know. Joe, you put something on the next news story called Migos on Carpool Karaoke. But before we get to that, because I want to save this for the last thing
yes,
we do.
Yes, of course.
I would like to take a break real quick, ladies and gentlemen, to tell you about our illustrious sponsors who are bringing you the Kinda Funny Morning Show today, the first of which is Loot Gaming. What is Loot Gaming, Joey? Great question. I'll answer that for you right now. Loot Gaming is a monthly subscription box delivered directly to your door with exclusive pop culture collectibles, apparel, and gear. Loot Gaming curates and designs everything themselves. You can't find these items anywhere else. No matter what you geek out about, this is for you. We geek out about Metal Gear, and they delivered us in the last crate these two amazing Foxhound pint glasses that we use all the time. So much so that one of them went missing is because someone in the office was using it. I was like, who would take this off the set and use it? And I'm not going to point fingers, but his name rhymes with Schmeg Schmiller.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying there? Yeah. Right now, Loot Gaming is a curated collection of exclusive one-of-a-kind items from the best video game franchises. The November crate has four incredible franchises, including God of War, The Elder Scrolls, Kingdom Hearts, and Assassin's Creed. Loot Crate offers 16 other awesome crates from their pop culture classic Loot Crate to some gaming favorites, including Fallout and Halo. Subscribe now and give yourself a birthday present every month as a guaranteed t-shirt. In each crate. Love that. You know I love t-shirts. This crate will sell out, which means you must order by the end of the week to guarantee yours. Get the best surprises each month from the largest geek and gaming subscription company, right? Slow it down a little bit, Scarpino. Geek out in style with Loot Crate. Because I've had like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Subscribers are also automatically entered to win each month's epic drop. A special prize that looters can win just by being looters. This month's epic drop includes a PlayStation 4 Pro and God of War bundle. Ooh. Subscribe now by going to lootcrate.com/KFMS and enter my code KFMS to save an exclusive 30% off your subscription. That's lootcrate.com/KFMS and enter the code KFMS to save an exclusive 30% off your subscription. Our next sponsor is MeUndies. Tim loves them. Greg loves them. I think G is into them. They got all these sorts of cool prints. Yesterday, Greg was wearing this print that looked like a Liechtenstein. And I love Liechtenstein paintings.
I don't know what that is. But
very colorful, primary colors, fantastic.
Got it.
He made me feel them, and by made me, I asked to feel them, and of course he did. Mm-hmm. Very, very soft. You know why, ladies and gentlemen? Because they're made out of that micro-modal fabric, which is 3 times softer than cotton. If you've never felt this fabric, get ready to experience pure bliss in underwear form. You can also get a style that is perfectly suited for you. Men and women can each choose from 4 different cuts, all of which are available from classic colors to adventurous prints. We saw Greg's yesterday, fantastic. Speaking of prints, this holiday season, MeUndies will be releasing a new print every Tuesday. That means you'll have no excuse not to celebrate the holidays right down to your very core. But why stop at undies? This year, MeUndies is launching their holiday prints in lounge pants and onesies as well. Both are made from the same micromodal fabric as their undies. Seriously, how can you not get you and your loved one a matching holiday-themed onesie this year? I'm getting one. MeUndies has a great offer for my listeners. For any first-time purchasers, when you purchase any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. This is a no-brainer. Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you will ever put on. To get that 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. Lastly, but certainly not leastly, Simple Contacts. This episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Simple Contacts, an easy and convenient way to renew your contact lens prescription or reorder your contacts from anywhere within minutes. Get 20% off your first Simple Contacts order by visiting simplecontacts.com/kindoffunny20 and entering the code kindoffunny20. Tim swears by this service. Tim does not like leaving his home. He likes his couch. He hates doctor's visits. He doesn't like people much. And he certainly doesn't like to be touched or looked at. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
So when this he is like the perfect Tim Gettys.
So when we got this sponsorship, Tim was like, oh, I use that. That's awesome. Because it's very, very easy. It takes a couple seconds, and you can renew your contacts. Of course, worth noting, this Simple Contacts vision test isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye exam, so you still have to do that. But it really takes away all of the other work. Simple Contacts offers an amazing selection with every brand of lenses, and their prices are hard to beat. The eye exam is just $20, and they offer free shipping. That's why we get excited to try Simple Contacts, a great new app that makes the time-consuming prescription renewal process very, well, simple. Here's the offer right now, ladies and gentlemen. To save $20 off your first Simple Contacts order, go to simplecontacts.com/kindoffunny20 and enter the promo code kindoffunny20 at checkout. That's $20 off your Simple Contacts order when you go to simplecontacts.com/kindoffunny20 and enter the promo code kindoffunny20 at checkout. If Tim can use this app very simply to renew his contact subscription and prescriptions, you can too. He gets confused with technology sometimes. That's why he has Kevin. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of Hollow Knight on Xbox One today comes from the Twitch subs. Congratulations. How do you say that name?
I think it's just letters and numbers.
JRH3K5 from the Twitch subs. Junior Heck 5. You've won. All right.
Yeah.
This is my reward for knocking those sponsored messages out of the park.
Yeah.
We are now going to watch the Migos on Carpool Karaoke. This might be cut out of the show.
Okay, so do you know about Carpool Karaoke?
So my touchstone for Carpool Karaoke was when James Corden picked up Adele.
Okay.
And have you seen that episode?
Oh, of course I have.
It is phenomenal.
Uh-huh.
Watching Adele and James sing her songs.
It's so good.
The best.
So if you don't know about Carpool Karaoke, it's like a recurring bit that James Corden does where he like pretends that like his battery died or his car got towed or whatever, and he has somebody like pick him up to go to work. Mm-hmm. So he gets different musical artists. This week is Migos, and the like preface to the two clips that I picked are they're having like a conversation about how Migos can like Migos another song and make it better.
Right.
So James Corden had picked two different songs for this segment. So we don't have to watch the whole thing, but I just want to watch little bits and pieces.
So and reminder, this might get cut out of the show. We might get claimed for this. So if this doesn't work out, sorry, everyone. But for those of you watching live, you're the real winners.
Yeah.
You are the real winners. Let's watch it.
You see it when we die?
Yeah. Not a big fan of James Corden's dabbing.
I knew when I did it.
I love how good James Corden is at singing.
Right?
Oh my god, I love it. Also, shout out to that amazing tree, Murray.
Right? They also take him on a shopping spree later. I like the...
This is dab. I love
the
it.
The group dabbing.
This is amazing. Did they like practice that? Or is that just what Migos did?
I have no idea.
Cool, Greg, can we get a Migos check? Is that what they do a lot? Do they dab a lot? Okay.
And then they combined the Macarena in dabbing, which I appreciate.
I want to be a hip-hop star so badly. I just want to wear that much ice.
Right?
See how much ice they're wearing?
Okay, and then Cougar, if you want to pull up the other one.
That was great.
So, yeah, the Whitney Houston one, very good.
Whitney. God bless Whitney.
And then I put a Twitter one on there, too.
Oh,
which is another song that they put on. But I was just like, I didn't know that I needed this in my life, but I do.
Not the Lesnar work says, okay, actually, this one is not bad. Good for you.
Right? Thank you. Come on. This one, I think, is also very good.
Let's watch this one. This comes from at Tommy and Guy. I don't know how to say his last name. Let's watch it.
What's up?
Not working on
it?
It might have gotten pulled down. Did it pull that?
Oh, no. Did it get pulled?
Oh, yeah. It probably got pulled.
That's so sad.
Oh, sad panda, ladies and gentlemen. But you know what's not sad? Money. Let's check back in on tips. There are none. Let's go into the chat then. How about that? This is the portion of the show where we talk to you guys out there and gals. You want to queue up your questions, comments, or compliments, we'll take a few of those,
and then
we'll
go into more tips.
Sub-only mode. There are?
Yes.
Read them.
I can read them.
My internet's fucked right now.
DJ Kento said, Tim Burton hasn't made a good original movie in 15 years. Dumbo does nothing for me. Also, all this guy does is Tim Burtonize other people's shit. What happened to the guy who made Beetlejuice and Edward Scissorhands? Boo this. Boo Dumbo.
Wait, I'm sorry. He Tim Burtonizes other people's shit? What does that mean? So Tim Burton comes in and directs movies?
Well, I think he's talking about, like, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and all that kind of stuff.
That was not good. And no, I did not particularly care for Big Fish. But you, sir, need to watch your tongue. Because you are talking about the man that brought us the 89 Batman, Batman Returns, Beetlejuice, and Sleepy Hollow. And a movie that I can't watch because I cry every fucking time, Edward Scissorhands. Now, granted, yes, those were longer than 15 years ago. But
also, The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Watch your ass.
So good.
DJ Kenta, watch your ass.
And then...
Can you ban him?
I can try.
I'm sorry. Ban him. Ban Arvel. Him and five people around him.
Okay.
I want to go up and down five in
That's
the chat.
That's 11 people total. That's a lot.
You can't talk. You don't speak bad about Tim Burton in this house.
Okay.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion, and I respect your opinion, unless it is contradictory to my opinion, in which case you get banned. Do you understand that? This is a forum for free speech, unless I disagree with what you have to say, in which case you're not allowed to talk.
Perfect. Arvel Krynid also said, I didn't have a fun clip for the first tip today. Then I found this long, epic struggle of a man with two big problems. So we'll give this to?
Oh no, is it good?
I don't know.
Let's watch
We're letting Cool Greg decide.
All right. While Cool Greg is deciding about that, let's go into the chat. Let's see. Underpaid Drummer says, thanks for the total annihilation of the chat, LOL. You're welcome. No problem. Let's see. Wait. Oh, did the Matrix just reboot? What happened? Do we have some technical problems?
Maybe.
Let's see.
Maybe not.
Oh, God. Diablo Robotico says, Planet of the Apes, Nick. Oh, the Mark Wahlberg. Here's the thing. You're just giving DJ Kento more ammunition for his argument. That Planet of the Apes, remember the one with Mark Wahlberg? This is the one that famously, the one that Roseanne tweeted a picture out of, or was talking about, referencing that. Yeah, that was not Helen Bonham Carter's character from
not
that.
Not great.
When she got torn down. Oof, not a good movie. Not a good movie. Oh, look at that. Joey and Nick and Joey, the girl who plays Colin Farrell's daughter, is Thandi Newton's daughter in Dumbo.
Interesting.
That makes sense. She looks a lot like Thandi Newton. Love Thandi Newton.
And yeah, the chat got... Zagger did exactly what you asked for.
Did he?
And just banned the entire chat for a second.
Thank you, Zagger. Thank you.
I could watch this. It didn't get a laugh out of me, but it's worth watching.
All right, let's watch it. Zagger, you're doing God's work.
I think it was Zagger.
Let's see. Okay, so for audio listeners, we're watching a... Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't get in front of it. Don't get in front of it.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, well, he's not going to do anything. He's going to get smashed against the wall. Oh, no. He didn't put the brake on. This is amazing. Oh,
there's
this
so many,
poor guy.
Oh, no. Just let it hit the fence.
You idiot. No, just put the parking brake on, you dumbass.
See, it was going to hit the fence and it stopped, but now, oh, no.
Those things are really... Oh, no.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh no. And that boat's dead. That boat is fiberglass and it has a hole in it now.
That is not good. Not good.
All right, let's go into sub only mode. This was a good one today, Joe. We had a good one today. Lexi Gunner says bye. Bye, Lexi Gunner.
Bye, Lexi Gunner.
Underpaid Drummer says, Nick, when are you going to review Fate Extillia, the Umbral Star on Gamescast? Highly anticipated. I farmed out that review to one of the best friends out there who never got back to me, or who may have gotten back to me, and I just didn't see it.
Let's see.
Hi, Nick and Joey. Thanks for the good show. It says wasted bandwidth. We appreciate you. Thanks for that. Let's see. PanzerG2 says, Nick, how's Hitman 2? Haven't started playing it yet. Just got... Great, gave me a code 3 days ago that I installed. It wasn't Hitman 2. It was like legacy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I just installed Hitman 2 last night.
Interesting.
So I might start playing it tonight.
Love it.
I installed it, and while I was installing it, I went over to YouTube and started watching Red Letter Media shit, and then just went down that horrible rabbit hole. God bless those guys. They're in Milwaukee.
Oh.
And I'm like, can I get to Milwaukee to visit them? Would they let me in the thing?
That's TBD.
They probably don't know who I am.
Maybe. King Franchise says, Joey, what would it take for you to go see the Spice Girls with Nick? It would take us going to the UK because they're not touring in the United States, which is awful.
They will eventually.
But they're also not touring with Victoria, which is upsetting.
Well, yeah, Posh Spice is like a billionaire. She doesn't need to do that shit anymore.
But she could if she loved it and wanted to.
But she doesn't probably want to deal with any of those women anymore. She's probably like, fuck you guys. I'm way more successful. I'm done. I'm married to Beckham, for Christ's sake. She's like royalty.
I know.
In the UK.
No.
And they're so good.
They are. They're extremely good looking too.
Do they have kids?
Yeah.
Are they gorgeous?
They
have to be
I'm
gorgeous.
Sure they are.
Do you imagine if you were the one ugly Beckham? You'd be like, fuck. Jesus God.
Tilted Sombrero says, Joey, are we ever going to get that Persona spoiler cast we deserve? Here's the thing. Hung out with our good friend of the show, Andrew Goldfarb, a couple days ago. We talked about bringing Goldfarb on because I was like, you know what? I kind of want to start New Game Plus for Persona. Lucy James maybe would be interested in doing that. So we're trying to work something out.
All right. Fantastic. Let's see. Oh, Mr. Yasmin 300 said yesterday, Nick, I made a poll asking which is better, Braveheart or Gladiator. So far, Gladiator is winning. I voted on that, and I voted Braveheart.
You did?
I did.
Why?
Because I love Braveheart. Braveheart is
more
an amazing...
More than Gladiator?
Gladiator is a fun movie. Braveheart's an amazing film.
But more than Gladiator?
Hey, as said yesterday, Braveheart fucking sucks.
Damn,
overrated
you're
garbage.
You're just a monster.
If you didn't know, garbage.
Greg, let me ask you a very important question right now. Have you seen the new trailer for Dumbo?
For who?
Dumbo.
What makes you think I would watch that?
Because the entire cast of Batman 1 and 2 is in it. It's Danny DeVito, Michael Keaton... who's left?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
No.
Christopher Walken.
No.
Wow, they really knocked this out of the park.
And it's Tim Burton.
Old fucking
and
Alfred.
And it's Tim Burton. You see what I'm saying? And Danny DeVito.
Oh, he's one of those guys. He's in Ed Harris.
You? Am I selling you on
now
this?
I see what we're fucking
doing.
You see
doing. What I'm talking
about?
Because
this is what I was like, Braveheart, Braveheart. Well, why are we talking about Braveheart? Because is Apollo 13 a forgettable movie, Joey Noel?
Yeah. I'd much rather watch Armageddon.
Oh, I'm sorry. It just came up. Hold on.
If you're, not that it's like in the
oh
same
Oh, my God,
echelon.
Yes. I didn't even realize
okay.
that.
No, one's,
fuck
no,
yes.
one, no, that wasn't the argument.
Nobody
what
wants
about
to watch
Braveheart
Apollo 13 when Armageddon's
Apollo
on?
Apollo 13.
I'd rather watch Apollo 13.
Thank you very much, Joey Noel.
It's because Braveheart is such an emotional roller coaster that she doesn't want to
yeah,
go
yeah, isn't
that.
It like 3 hours long and Mel Gibson
it's
in a bad wig?
Mm-hmm. But he bangs a lot of people in that movie.
I'm sure he does. That's why. Why don't you play Assassin's Creed if you want to bang people?
Because you have to put in more than 2 hours of work. Bang people in Assassin's Creed.
Did you say you have Hitman 2 to look forward to?
Yeah.
You've had Hitman 2 for 3 weeks. You just play it.
You just gave me the code yesterday.
I know, just play along.
I hate you.
That's because I gave you a code that was broken that you didn't tell me was broken.
I didn't install it until 2 days ago. All right.
That's a good one. In the crown.
What are your thoughts on Iggy Azalea? We'll bookend the show with Iggy Azalea.
I love Iggy.
Yeah.
I've loved her since Fancy, and then I didn't understand this. You know, when her and J-Lo did the booty song.
Yeah, it was hot.
Very hot.
That was the best video ever fucking made.
Very hot video. And I played around the house quite a bit while I shake my booty at my wife. And I was singing it one day, and I was singing, and you know how I like to sing all the lyrics. Mm-hmm. I went into one of the Iggy bridges, and Tim was like, oh, you're doing the Iggy version. I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, do you understand that they recorded that, and Iggy's moment ended so quickly, they re-recorded it with Pitbull, and yeah. put that. They really promoted that song.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
No, because trust me, when J-Lo and Iggy slapping each other's booties, that's what I remember.
Big, big booty, because
yeah,
you got a big booty.
Work, big.
And then Pitbull. Oh, but the worldwide. You're like, get the fuck out of here.
I've never heard that version.
You never heard the Iggy version?
I think I've only ever heard
the Pitbull.
Hey,
everybody, Games Daily is going to be late because we're about to sign off and watch the fucking
we're going to watch that for sure. Oh, dude, the Iggy, J-Lo. You haven't seen the video?
I don't watch music videos.
Last time I saw a booty this good, it was on Jenny from the Block.
That video is... If it weren't made by Jennifer Lopez, because being the powerhouse that she is, I'd be this is wholly inappropriate. But the fact that she chose to make that with Iggy makes me think this is okay for me to like. It's amazing. It's just their two butts the entire time.
Bodies are in it,
and
too.
And they're like greased up. And they're like slapping each other's butts.
It's just them in a shower.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
I mean, we're going to watch it in 5 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, you can watch it too. But we can't watch it now because that'll for sure get claimed. Love you very much. We'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. PT. Until then, if you're watching this on YouTube, let us know what you think of Iggy Azalea. Did she get a raw deal? Is she ever going to come back?
Did she ever leave?
Hate her. Cool Greg says, Cool Greg gave her the biggest insult ever.
Yeah.
I said, what do you think of Iggy Azalea? He goes, I don't fuck with that. Which is like, she's dead. What?
Cool Greg in the chat commenting, I hate that it's literally my job to listen to this. This is how much Cool Greg hates Iggy Azalea, man.
He hates her, man. He hates her.
Well, he's about to watch a music video of her in a swimsuit.
Fair point. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, I love you. Have an excellent day. Cool Greg, please cut the feed.
Bye.